Well, one of my 5550E mobile units is not capable of handling DMR because I accidentally ordered the wrong radio. It's got the UHF 2 band in it and not the UHF 1 band. And when we did this the first time, about a year ago or so at Sean's office, something where Sean said he might be able to flash the radio and get it to where it matches the other one. And those are the kind of things that we still need to look at before I make, you know, all the stuff. Oh, I want to make all the changes basically all at once so we don't have to keep, you know, rescheduling and doing back and forth stuff. So, yeah, but from what I understood, the 7550s and the 550s are different from the E models like I have, and what you're saying it's not, so... Yeah, I'll hear what Sean has to say, and if I have to, I'll check with Motorola just to be it safe, because I also have the Motorola Mi Turbo system in there, and I don't want that messed up, because that's put in by Motorola, and I don't want to get that messed up either. So I think you understand where I'm coming from, and I just want to make sure all the boxes are checked and safety checks are put in, that we don't screw up the system that's already in place. I think you can understand that.
Yeah, you just read it, back it up, and modify it, give it another name, and or another dash one or B1 or something like that. And that way, if you do screw it up, you can just write it back. So, yeah, there's no difference in programming between the E and the non-E. Just to let you know, like it says, I'm sitting right now staring at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and this one, 6 of them. So, and I, believe me, I've totally wiped them. I mean, completely taken the firmware out of them and everything else. And I really played with it. You could also open up your own account. Believe it or not, those guys are real hand-friendly. All you do is go there and just tell them you want an account to download the official stuff. And they're actually pretty good about it. I think, you know, they like, I mean, even though they don't say it, but I think they're trying to give some of their legacy products some value, you know, so that, you know, they could get sold, you know. So if they want to go in there and sell some big fancy stuff to the new, you know, new departments or what have you, or new businesses, you know, at least there's some value there. So they were real friendly towards me. They've talked to me on the tech support line, everything else like that. So I just figured I'd let you know. It's, you know, I understand your reservation and I appreciate it, you know, and all that other stuff. I don't want to do anything you don't want to do, but I just let you know it's pretty secure. So, so however you want to do it, you know, that's fine. You know, but yeah, they're more than hand friendly.